It's time to step in the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW podcast. I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle.
And I am Travis T's best friend and the little guy, Pac-Man. And I'm Travis T. No, Travis isn't here today.
No, Travis is not here today. I guess he got abducted by aliens. It seems like every time he's not here, aliens are involved.
Aliens, base, plaid pie, whatever it is.
I remember.
Real Travis is okay.
Yeah. But, from the stars, he is still able to bring us a little bit of something from CarterComics.com.
As your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw, Carter Comics has got them all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, check out their amazing store, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics, use discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T, you'll save 10% on your entire order. Not only that, if you buy more than one comic, it's on a multi-purchase discount thingy. I'm not sure if they really have a name for it, I just keep saying that. You save an additional 10%. On top of that, free shipping. So, if you go out, buy more than one comic, use our discount code, you get free shipping plus 10% off your entire order. And that works on the website as well as their eBay account. Link to that can be found on the homepage at CarterComics.com.
Right. Perfect. Right.
Dude, it was like Travis was here, and he did that so well.
Yeah, it sounded like he was trying to record up there with somebody else.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Hmm. I mean, there were a few people he's been recording with lately.
Yeah. Like a four-part episode of a special JFW exclusive interview with C-Red?
Ooh, yes. And I watched all 4 hours of it already.
Oh, wow. I'm still on part three. Should be starting part four maybe tomorrow.
No spoilers. I won't give you any spoilers at all. But spoiler, Travis and C-Red are in part four. So for anybody that's wondering, they'll be in that part as well.
Much like they were in part one, two, and three?
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not often that the same characters are in all the parts.
Right, exactly. Like, look at Avengers, the next one. I don't think Tony Stark's going to be in that one.
No, probably not. Not that I've seen it, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm looking into the future as the Better Idiot, which, by the way, you can buy my Better Idiot shirt that you can see if you're watching this on YouTube at tpublic.com, along with the Nubby Pac-Man 24 shirt and all your favorite JFW merchandise. Just search justfreakingwrestling.com.
Hell yes. So we don't do this often, you know, me and you, so we're not always prepared, and it was sprung on us today. It's like, you know, they beam Travis up, and it's like, oh, well, I guess we're on our own. What the hell?
Damn aliens. Those damn aliens. Not to be confused with those damn coyotes, but those damn aliens.
I blame No Coast.
I also blame No Coast and the ghosts that are haunting Santino.
Poor Santino. I know what it's like to have ghosts around.
I mean,
I also blame No Coast for them, too.
You know what? Here's the thing I'll say about that. There are some guys he can call when there's something strange in his neighborhood. The Coast Busters, because I ain't afraid of No Coast.
You're quick. Unlike that guy, what's his nuts, Kyle Constantpoop, who is never quick and can never come up with something good.
Oh, you're talking about that guy on Yeah, that guy on Four Mother Box. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Four Mother Box. It's funny. Like, he was saying that we always go after him, but not Tom. Well, that's because Tom actually is good at what he does, whereas Kyle just says stuff and he gives us material to go after him about. Tom is good. There might be times where he's not. I mean, because he is a ginger and has no soul.
Boom, ginger. Fine.
We're still waiting on that double J cut.
Still waiting. LIM is still, we're waiting very close. I mean, though, I will say, it doesn't sound like they're going to be releasing it based on their response to our opening on the Lovely Intoxicated vlog a while back.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Might be lost of time, but what won't be lost of time is this Friday's live episode of Fourth Mother Box that we're going to be on.
Oh, yes, we are going to be on it. And there's a possibility that Kyle Constipoop won't be on it, but somebody will be. Somebody else from a different podcast.
Ooh.
There's going to be a hostile takeover.
Double J?
Not Double J.
Tony Babagul Ross?
Nobody from the LIM.
Okay, so Danny, I was going to be my next guest, but I think you would veto that right away.
Yeah, because of the Hawaiian bread incident.
Yeah.
But on a recent Jedi talk, it sounds like Brad Hughes is going Ooh. To do a hostile takeover and kick Kyle the fuck off of Four Mother Box.
Ooh, scandalous.
And he might go Friday. He might go.
He might go. Like Bill Shelley, who might go. He might go.
He might go. Well, and maybe Chet. He might go, too.
Chet might go. Chet'll, yeah, Chet'll be job. He might go.
He is always job.
He is always job as fuck. And I must say, you know, looking back at your post this weekend, you're really upholding the good name of Chet Gunderson, per the oath, by making No Coast apologize before coming back to Rocket Pro.
That's right. I'll bring them back, no problem, if they apologize for their heinous and unnecessary crime of kidnapping Chet Gunderson.
I mean, given they did give him back, but at the same time, we never got an apology for that.
No, Rocket Pro fans, it can go a long way.
I mean, Rocket Pro fans, you know, outside of us, Rocket Pro fans haven't heard that apology.
No. Granted, I mean, there was an exchange, a deal made, but still, it was still unacceptable to kidnap a harmless man
mm-hmm.
who only wants to just have good times and be fun and be job.
Be job as fuck.
Be job as fuck, yes.
Yes. Agreed. But you're really standing up for the good name of Chet Gunderson, so kudos.
It is part of my job as an LIM member.
That it is.
I took that, an oath.
You did. I was there. I administered said oath.
You did.
I did. All right, so what do we got this week?
We got a whole bunch of stuff. Well, I wouldn't say a bunch. We might actually get through this and be done within an hour because, you know, Travis ain't here to go off on a tangent.
That's true. You know, it's interesting you say that. And, you know, you don't see it right now, but I'm about to stir the pot a little bit.
So are you pulling a Steve on us? Are you going to stir the pot?
I'm going to stir the pot a little bit.
Ooh, do tell.
I mean, Travis does go off on his tangents. I must say. He does. He does. But that's why we tolerate him.
Yeah. I mean, he goes off about how we have our, you know, long intros. You know, when he's with Dizzle J, he's got to kiss his ass while Dizzle J is kissing his ass and talk about us like we're trying to get ourselves over, but, and then he comes on this podcast and goes off like, I don't know, like he's angry.
But again, we have a platform. We gotta get our shit in.
We do. Isn't that what wrestling is all about? Getting your shit in?
Damn right. So you hear that, Travis? We're making a big pot. We're stirring it all up, and we're gonna present it to you when this is sent along to you if you're not with the aliens. Or space pirates. Wait,
if there's any, like, good soup up in that spaceship, send it down.
Ooh, yes. I like a good lobster bisque, personally. If they have, like, alien lobster bisque, that'd be good. Or space platypus bisque. Ooh, that's like a delicacy, I hear.
That has Kyle written all over. I don't know if I want to deal with that.
You know what? Now that you mention it, that is a good point.
Yeah. So, we got some wrestling to talk about. We have any more four Mother Box crap to speak of, or crap. I see what I did there.
Because they always talk about shit on their show. But be sure to check out the fourth Mother Box Live. More details will be coming this week on how you're going to be able to find that. I had a burp there.
Of course you
so
did.
Professional. They, so professional. You know,
they do have some good editing skills from what I've seen.
They do. I mean, it's funny, though. I mean, they really jacked up that Double J interview.
Yeah, and then that video of me getting beat up and then supposedly stuck in a turnbuckle.
Which, again, we got to set the record straight. You rolled your way over there and you did manage to get yourself out without a lot of help. There was right. No grease. There was no nothing to help you get you out. I mean, you got out of there real, real quick.
I did.
I mean,
how else am I doing this podcast?
Right, exactly. So, score 1, JFW, score 0, 4 Mother Box. You only get 4 Mother Boxes. No more than that. But you got 0 points. I don't know what any of that means. But, again, they don't seem that nervous about having us on and in their house. Because, I mean, Tom did respond to that. They don't seem nervous about it. I mean, coming up with more nicknames of Joni Gabba Drool. Really? It was mid.
You could do better.
You can do better.
Well, really, Kyle can't do any better. He doesn't know how.
Treat it. But that's
all right.
For Mother Box, we got to talk about CSW, Frontline. We got to preview the Mr. Bill Memorial Show. And we have to also talk about IPW this weekend.
Yeah, I hear that show is going to be shuffling.
That it is. I saw that match card, and I can't wait to talk with you about what your thoughts are going into that. Well, where do you want to start?
How do I want to go about this?
How do you want to go about this, sir?
Well, let's go with CSW, since that happened Friday night. So, CSW had a show this past Friday night called Over Like Clover. And that's because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. They're always theming with the right things, you know. Always putting it together. So on the pre-show, we had Kenny Sutra and Hans Carden, who is half of Alpha Zeta Zeta. Whether they are Alpha Zeta Zeta anymore, I don't know.
But now, do they know we're on YouTube now that they can watch the show? Because that was a big thing last year.
It was. And I assume they know because, well, they love YouTube.
That they do.
It's their first go-to when they hear of a podcast. Because they think that's where people put all their podcasts. It's the only place podcast lives, apparently.
Those guys. There's something else. I mean,
2 views on YouTube matters. Compared to the hundreds and thousands of downloads we get everywhere else. But hey.
We do. We hear those stats. We're all over the world, baby.
Yeah, I heard those stats. What was it? recently, we were over in India now, some other Middle Eastern country, I think somewhere in Europe.
We got a big following in the Czech Republic. I think that's partly to do with Chet Gunderson.
It is.
Well, I think that's a big part of it.
Heck yeah. So, Kenny Sutra and Hans Garden took on Eddie and Jack Valor and got the win over the Valor brothers. Sounds like we got an up-and-coming tag team in CSW. Future tag team champions? We'll see. But it was after that match, FXB came out and pretty much belittled the Balor brothers. I don't know if it's because FXB took them under his wing. I don't know the relationship between those guys, but he belittled them and, you know, told them to go to the back. And then FXB was in the middle of trying to get his 15 minutes of fame or 5 minutes of fame, if you will, in this situation. But ring announcer Wade came out and said, you don't have any mic time. We're about to go into this battle royal. So while FXB was in the ring, the rest of the locker room that were going to be part of battle royal came out. And that was when the battle royal started. And Sam Eli, who's a big up-and-comer these days, he got the win in the Battle Royal, so we'll see where his career starts to go. We saw him recently at SCW as he took on, I believe, that idiot Freiburg. So we'll see what Sam Eli does in CSW from here on. All right, then main show started. And started with TJ Steele. And he wasn't so GM-ish, if you will. He came out to his old way, like old gear. The leather jacket, the jeans and whatnot. It was like TJ Steele of the past. But he was still being TJ Steele, the idiot, the asshole. Just trying to get one over on the fans. Calling the fans ungrateful because they were still booing him. But hey, if you're a dick, you're a dick. They're going to call you out on it no matter what you're wearing.
I mean, let's think about it this way. I mean, like running down the list of everything that's happened, he fired Moondog Greg Murray at the beginning of the season, or that was like late last year, right?
Yeah, late last season, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of he's demonstrated that he's had this like reign of terror, which, I mean, you can watch everything on IWTV, but, you know, I know you have witnessed it, Nubby. I mean, he's just out of control. Reminds me of another guy we both know. Wink, wink.
And it's funny because he's got two of the same members.
Mm-hmm.
We will definitely get to them in just a little bit. So TJ Steele came out and announced that Shelly Benson, the CSW Women's Champion, had gotten injured and would not be participating in the show. So instead of the scramble being for the championship, it will be for number one contender. And to replace Shelly in the matchup would be Lily Pascavita. And it looked like Lily was about to win. But that lousy idiot, Chris Miller, came out and distracted her, got in the ring. She slapped him as he got in her face. And then when he went to clothesline her, she ducked and picked him up for the biggest Chris Miller Samoan drop I've ever seen in my life. Like, she just picked that dude up and went down, didn't waste any time. So he's getting beat up by Lily again. That's why Chris Miller sucks.
Treated.
In the meantime, it was Amina Belmont getting the win over the distracted Lily Pascavita. Before all that happened, however, Maggie Lee sustained an injury to her knee in the middle of the match. So she had to be carried out of the match and into the back to be looked at. While that was going on, there was a video package showed up that with Maggie Lee as she was being brought to the backstage area. Sky Blue, who just left the match was over at this point, and she kicked Maggie Lee while she was down. So something might be brewing between those two.
And I mean, clearly with CSW, they're seeing like a whole different side of Sky Blue than what they're used to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's really, really shocking for CSW fans to see Sky acting in this way, but they've been following AEW lately. I mean, she's been going down this weird path.
It's true. She's been on a weird path, weird attitude. And, like, you see in all the wrestling, like, you can be one person and be another, but in this case, Sky is the same person as she is in AEW. She's bringing it everywhere she goes. So at least we can say she doesn't have a personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
She's just mean now. I mean, hey, she's consistent. Consistently being mean, but it's fine. No, our word, it's fine. Well, we'll see what happens between Sky Blue and Maggie Lee in the future. Maybe something will develop next month. Then, let's see, Du Montgomery comes on out, talking about how he wants his death match with anybody. And in the meantime, he's trying to take the turnbuckles off the corner. Now, normally it's just one turnbuckle. He's taking all three of them off in the one corner. Have you ever seen that before?
That I've not.
I mean, you see it when they're trying to tear down the ring or something, but he's doing right. It just before the second match. Who does that?
I mean, Duke Montgomery, apparently.
It's true. Well, while he was doing that, Axel Rico's music hits, and he comes out. And he explains that Shane Hollister, in more or less, is a chicken shit and decided not to show up. These are Axel Rico's words, not mine. You can hear it on IWTV and that'll back me up. Please don't come after me, Shane Hollister. We're cool. I'm just going by what he said. That's all. He decided to challenge Doom, since he didn't have an opponent, to Doom's Rules match. Whatever that was. But Axel Rico ended up getting the win on Doom. And it was kind of brutal. It wasn't necessarily a death match, but it was enough. And let's see here. Ah! Iniestra retained his Metro Division Championship over Missa Kate. It was TJ Steele, however, before the match told Iniestra that he would not be getting any help from the brass. And he had to do it on his own. Which, I mean, I guess, finally showing something. You know, you want him to prove himself? Yeah, why not? Don't have your people out there. But there were a couple of people out there dressed in black and black masks distracting Missa Kate, which eventually gave Iniestra the win. Conspiracy? Or just coincidence?
Who knows? Guess we're going to have to
find out.
We're going to have to find out. April, that's the next show.
It is. All right. Then TJ Steele was out again. TJ Steele trying to get his shit in.
Mm-hmm. You don't see us doing that.
No, we don't do that shit.
We don't do that shit at all. I blame No Coast. For anybody who thinks that I get my shit in as the LIM champion and Travis's best friend.
Yeah. Well,
look
actually,
out, Max Holiday.
he came out with his guys, Jax Johnson and Eric Schultz. And then Marshay and Boz, you know, they came out, did their thing. And this was setting up the tag match that was announced. The TJ said he's got a couple of rules for this match. That Marshay Rocket cannot use the M80. And if he does, they will get him and Boz will be disqualified. Also, keep in mind, Joey Mayberry is the special guest referee. And TJ said the reason he made him the special referee is because he wants him to see firsthand what the brass will do. And then the other rule was that this match will be under Freebird rules, which means any and all members of the brass can be involved and switch out at any time they want. So that means, you know, Ryan Matthews is also involved, which is funny. He kind of dressed up like Eric Schultz.
Hmm. Hanging around each other a lot.
Yeah. It seems like they're with the lousiest GMs ever. Lousy. So Marshay Rocket did hit the M80, and Joey Mayberry was about to count to three, but TJ Steele stopped him and said, no, no, no. I said, you will get disqualified. So call for the bell, Joey. And I was ringing the bell, and I made eye contact with Joey, and I'm like, I will do what you tell me to do. You want me to ring the bell, I'll ring it. I will just stand here until then.
How do you want nobody to go about this, sir?
Yeah. It was... I just do what the referee tells me. I wait until the referee says ring the bell, and he told me to ring the bell. He was the official. Say that three times fast.
Official. Boom.
Perfect. So I rang the bell, and the match was over. And Jax Johnson, or I should say the brass, because they were all out there, won by disqualification. Crazy. Then we had Warhorse Jake Parnell defeating Quintero in one of my favorite matches of the night. Back and forth throughout the entire time. Quintero almost had him a bunch of times, but Warhorse just was the better man this time. I can't remember if he cheated. Wouldn't surprise me if he did. Because, well, he is Warhorse. Then, in a six-man tag, we had Cypher, Adam Stallion, and Swaggo.
Ooh.
Defeating the Hate Keepers, Touche, Marston, and Tupu, Uncle T, if you will. There was some miscommunication going on between the Hate Keepers, and that led to, I believe, Marston getting chokeslammed by Cypher and Swaggo. How does that work? Just imagine.
I'm trying to, like, visualize how would with the hand position, how would... Yeah, that sounds complicated.
Yeah. I think it defied the laws of physics, so.
That Swaggo for you. Last cruiserweight champion. Amen.
In that era.
Amen. I don't know.
They did bring back the cruiserweight championship.
They did.
When they had that tournament. which I think Ali should have won. But hey, that's just me. Then we had, for the tag team titles, it was Avalon Sierra taking on GPA and Lainey Luck. Now, in the middle of the entrance of Avalon Sierra, Sierra's walking around, doing her thing, shaking hands, kissing babies. And all of a sudden, somebody hit Sierra. Knocked her in the head. It was Mateo Valentine. From the crowd, just whacked Sierra and she had to be helped to the back so she could not participate in the tag match at the time. So it was Avalon taking on GPA and Lainey by himself for most of the match. But while the referees were trying to hold Sierra back, she came out trying to get to the ring and she was bleeding from her head. And she was able to break through the referees and then they just let her go, which was smart on them. I wouldn't mess with Sierra after that happened. Shit. So she got the tag and everything led to Avalon Sierra winning and retaining their tag team titles.
Right.
So the plan did not work this time. Then it was the main event. Conan Lycan taking on Mike Bailey. Speedball Mike Bailey.
From TNA.
He is from TNA. And he was a speedball.
Quick guy.
Very quick. That
speedball. I've seen him before. I saw him versus, I think he wrestled Jonathan Gresham last year at Cicero Stadium. Tremendous athlete.
Very tremendous. As this was the first time I've ever seen him, you know, work. I don't watch TNA. And this was fun to watch. It was an interesting matchup.
You know what they say to people that don't watch TNA?
No.
Eh, that's okay. We're good with that. No, I kid. I kid. TNA's got great production and good wrestling.
You know what? I did forget one match before we get into that main event.
Uh-oh.
Gringo Loco defeated Heather Reckless.
They did. Okay.
I did mention that in the chat.
You did. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting matchup. It was fun to watch. Heather Reckless took a beating, but she took it and just kept fighting back. Took some hellacious power bombs and flippy doos and all kinds of shit. It was a fun match. Now on to the main event. Conan Lycan did win, retained his championship. By himself. He didn't need the Haykeepers, obviously.
Interesting.
He hasn't really needed them lately because, well, he's no longer with them.
Right.
But, so after the match, Conan and Mike shake hands and whatnot. And then out comes Warhorse and the Haykeepers. Hey, Keepers Marston and Boucher get in the ring and to get taken out real quick. Then Tupu was about to get in that ring, but he hesitated because I'm starting to believe now that he's not part of this situation. Like he doesn't want to hurt, you know, Lycan. But I don't know. So he got off the ring, went by Boucher and Marston, and all of a sudden, Lycan does a flip over the rope and onto everybody, and it got right back up and then went right into Warhorse. They fought so hard that they took out the entranceway, or the curtain anyway. And you just see them on the stage in the back and fighting each other, and I'm like, I'm staying over here. I don't want no part of that.
And yeah, I mean, you don't have to anymore. You're not a referee, so the you know, you don't have to break it up anymore.
I was the bell ringer, so.
Hey, you don't see Michael Hunt at RPW breaking up fights.
No.
Can't blame you.
So the fight was broken up eventually, and that led to the end of the show. Fans went nuts. fans were crazy all night. But it's just crazy how, like, it just took out the curtain. It was like, so the fans got to see inside what backstage kind of looks like.
Insane.
It works. So, let's see. So, for the next show, it was announced that it will be Gringo Loco and Sky coming back once again, along with MLW's Richard Holiday.
Ooh.
And I heard the one they call Manders.
Ooh.
So next month is already shaping up to be a doozy.
It's going to be stacked. Like pancakes at a Dutch baby meeting. I miss those, by the way.
Good old Dutch baby.
Miss them so much.
Dutch baby and bacon. Good time.
Yes. Great combo. And wrestling talk. Always a good yes. time. Shout out to Rion Skills.
And Max Holiday because, you know.
Travis's best friend, 3-time longest reigning SCW champion.
Yep.
Nailed
not
it.
Not to be confused with Max Sinister.
Totally yeah, those are people. Two different people altogether. And not to be confused with Destructo at Super Wrestlers. 3 different people altogether.
But I'm sure Travis can be best friends with all 3 of them.
He can be friends with all 3 of them. I mean, he might feel some familiarity with the fucking wizard over there, but in the words of Steve, that's neither here nor there.
That's true. All right, so that was CSW over Lake Clover. There was another show that happened this past weekend.
That there was.
Frontline Pro, Call to Arms. It was their 6th anniversary. Even my dog is excited to hear about this. So,
Good girl.
Her name's Angel.
I like that name.
So, the Pro Battle Champion Paragon retained his title over Corey McHenry. Now, I had announced that there was the Disco Ray show and Hot Rod Daddy Andy, but I don't know what happened. So
I'd imagine some discoing was done and some Dunkaroos were eaten. That's my guess.
If not, it should have been.
Disco then Ruse. We, ooh, Disco ooh, Ruse.
Disco Ruse. We have to talk to them, get something going.
Yes.
Then we had Adonis Allen getting his first win over Kota Jacobs. Then we had Kid Lat and the Big Guy taking out Pestilence. They defeated them. See, my notes are all over the place today. Quinn Whittick took on EJ Swanson and got the win. And then Jared Jax attacked EJ Swanson right after the match. Pestilence, I should say, was Joey Dalton and Chris Van Culp. Pronouns, pal. Then we had, now I originally had a tag match posted here, but it sounds like it was a singles match between Brock Hall and Ben Evanson, which Ben Evanson got the win. Then Ben McCoy defeated Michael Jarrett via a DQ. No, that wasn't the DQ. Never mind. Again, like I said, my notes are all over the place on this shit. Ben McCoy defeated Michael Jarrett. He's very Smash-like. Tom would know that reference.
If you know, you know. You know!
Then the Bro Bros retained their tag team titles over the Windy City Devils, which consisted of Rockin' Rivera in the Ewok. And that was done by DQ, and it sounds like Ewok may have turned on somebody. He may have turned on Rockin' Rivera, maybe? I don't know. I just know he turned.
That's not good. That's not very cash money of him. Not to be confused with Corey McHenry, but not very cash money of him. See?
I'm glad you cleared that one up.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's why I'm the better idiot, which you can buy on tpublic.com. Just search JFW, Just Freakin' Wrestling. You can find all the JFW shirts.
Damn right. Then, Shaq Jordan retained his title over Michael Wayne, and in mid-celebration, you can see Quinn Whittick looking at him with his eye on the prize.
Ooh.
So he wants his title back.
So we might get a rematch with Shaq.
I'd go to that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a chance to see the match they had back in January, though it is on Premier Streaming Network. From what Steve had said, he said that that was the greatest match he's ever seen. And with the talent that Shaq has and the talent that Quinn have, I have no doubts that that match was great. And I would definitely love to see a rematch between those two.
Definitely. All right. That was Frontline Pro Call to Arms. So, because there's a lot to talk about with Mr. Bill show, I say we say make that the main event.
That works. So we go right into IPW?
Sunday. Let's talk about Sunday. What's happening Sunday, Pac-Man?
Well, yes, we have IPW Champions Collision this Sunday, March 24th at VFW Hall, Post 311 at 22341 Governor's Highway in Richland Park, Illinois. Doors open at 1 p.m. and the show is starting at 2. General admission is $15 and kids 10 and under is $10. All right, so there is going to be a State of IPW address given by Old School Cool, an IPW League champion and guy that I pinned at Christmas Chaos, Damian Gray.
You did.
I did pin him. Now, here's the thing. I don't understand why he's having a State of IPW. I mean, it's pretty clear what the State of IPW is. It's Illinois. Every show's in Illinois. Come on, Gray.
But it's Indiana Pro Wrestling, so it could be in Indiana.
That is true. But has there ever been an Indiana IPW yes. show?
Yes.
That must have been before I came around and invaded everybody's lives.
It definitely was a show I missed. So.
Gotcha.
Let's just say Joey Roth was still the Chicagoland champion at that time.
And then you beat him. You pinned him.
I did.
And he, you know, he still wants that rematch from you. He mentions it every now and again. Yeah.
Good luck with that one, because I don't have the title anymore.
Right. That title is for all. I mean, I haven't seen that title around anywhere after Saint stripped you of it.
Yeah, I never lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Joey Roth,
who lost it to you. Treated Joey.
It was stripped for me, and mm-hmm. then I was fired.
By some guy, some general manager guy. Mr. General Manager guy. Anyway, there's other matches at IPW Champions Collision, including Nick Diamond defending his IPW Junior Heavyweight Championship in a four-corner scramble. Now, no other opponents have been named for this match.
No other opponents. So that's a mystery.
There are a lot of mystery opponents that are going to be in this match.
That's
so
great.
We're going to have to see how that's going to go. But that's honestly, that match has become a staple of IPW. And crowds really do seem to enjoy it. So it's going to be interesting to see who Nick Diamond is going to be defending against, but, you know, I think Chet will be in shambles regardless. And we're not talking Gunderson.
I get it.
Next we have your match, Nubby.
Ooh, I have a match.
You do.
Is,
it's
it, a,
It's not so much of a match as it is a battle, and it's not so much of a victory as it is for the shuffle. Or it involves the shuffle, as it were. It's J.R. Lindsay versus the Amazing Turtle, which is you.
That's me.
That is you.
I guess I'll be shuffling that day.
You'll be shuffling a lot. I mean, I've seen your shuffle. I would ask you to do it, but you know, you don't necessarily want to give the secrets away to J.R. Lindsay unless he's watching it, or, you know,
maybe. No spoilers.
No spoilers. So sorry, JR, you're not going to be able to see it, just like you're not able to see that chain of yours that Brittany took at the last show. Treated.
And I'm starting to think maybe I know why this happened. This match is happening because, well, I could have been the cause of the breakup.
Ooh.
Because I did the shuffle in front of Brittany K, and she enjoyed it. So that might be why that he broke up with her, because she enjoyed my shuffle.
But I mean, is that proportional? Oh yeah, I like his shuffle, but so let me steal your dog. That doesn't seem proportional.
But he's just petty.
It is J.R. Lindsay. I mean,
he is pretty petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's not forget what he did to me. I want to say it was early last year or maybe late 22. Just after I beat Motivation Mike, clean, by the way, he came, Russell All-Time, I want to say he was at that moment, or Russell TD, whatever the Russell shit name he had. He essentially gave me one of my finishers and just assaulted me. So I still owe him a receipt.
Well, he might get it this Sunday when you go up against him. You know what else we're getting this?
What are we?
This Sunday, we're also getting the IPW Second City Championship. 2 out of 3 falls, D'Angelo Steele and Joey Dalton. These guys have been going back and forth for months, almost a year now. So last month, for those who don't remember, Joey and D'Angelo brawled all throughout Richton Park the entire show. And Rion and Michael Allen were caught in the crossfire. Now, Rion, as information liaison, decided to make the match a no contest and then set up this 2 out of 3 falls match in order to finish this once and for all. Now, the first fall is Joey Dalton's choice, which last month he did say it was going to be a tables match. D'Angelo Steele will have the choice of what the stipulation is for the second fall, which we have not heard what that second fall is going to be. But because Michael Allen got caught in the crossfire, Rion allowed him to pick what the third fall was going to be. And if this match reaches a third fall, if necessary, it will become a last man standing match.
Whoa.
So this is going to be the match that's going to hopefully end this once and for all. But in addition, we also have Renee Van Peebles going up against Lily La Pescadita.
In her debut, no less.
Right.
Lily's debut.
That is going to be her first match there. And we also have Miles Mercer defending the IPW Alternative Championship against Rob Stardom.
Nice.
And that is IPW's Champion Collision, March 24th at VFW Hall, Post 311, 22341 Governor's Highway, Richton Park. Doors open at 1, show starts at 2. General admission is $15. Kids 10 and under, you're $10.
Wow. That show is shaping up to be a doozy.
That's going to be a slobber knocker, I tell you.
And shuffling.
Shuffling and walking tacos and all kinds of the things.
Don't forget the hot dogs.
Ooh, that is true. They do have good hot dogs.
And beer.
I like beer.
You do.
I'm good at beer. That's why I'm the LIM champion.
You are.
That is true. You know, if Travis were here right now, he'd say, "You're a fucking idiot."
Or, "Shut the fuck up, Pac-Man."
You're out of your element, Pac-Man. I miss Travis. Those damn aliens.
Those damn aliens.
Damn aliens. Unbelievable.
Maybe he'll start believing in them now.
Maybe. Maybe this will shake him to his core. And he'll come out a new man. A new Travis T man.
He better come back, because we need him for the live Four Mother podcast.
We do need that. We need live for Four Mothers and for to take down Kyle and Tom once and for all. So you better be there, Travis, or else I might cry.
You might.
I could. It's very possible.
You are cry.
I am cry. I will be cry.
All right. So we're going to go back a day. We're going to go from Sunday to Saturday.
That we are.
Because on Saturday, March 23rd, it is the Mr. Bill Classic Memorial Show. Now, Mr. Bill was a ring announcer for, I just learned this myself on the recent episode of JFW, the interview with Terry Allen and Hunter Payne, that he did work for WWF at one point. But he is known as the voice of Windy City. Don't say the name.
Wait, we can't say it. You gotta be careful.
He is Windy City alum. But he was the voice of Windy City back in the day. Sam DeCiro's Windy City.
And not only I mean, I was listening to that podcast as well. And they were talking about all the good he would do for kids and in the community, you know, dressing up as Santa Claus, and that all leading to him being Santa Claus at the White House with President Obama.
And he did look like Santa. I saw that picture. I was like, wow, maybe he was Santa this whole time.
I watched the video from CNN. I think that came up on my feed the other day. As I've been learning more about this man now. I wasn't a wrestling fan yet when Windy City was around. Tony Gabagool, did follow, Windy City back in the day. He was at a lot of those shows, a lot of Battle of the Belts. He showed me pictures at some shows of him and Christopher Daniels. So, I mean, Gabagool, you know, as I've been trying to get more familiar with that part of the history, Gabagool's been really helpful, like showing me some stuff. I mean, listening to Terry Allen and Hunter tell stories, listening to C-Red tell stories. I mean, not just on his four-part interview with Travis, but just, you know, my conversations with him picking his brain and everything like that. I've been really listening to a lot of that and getting more familiar with that part of history, because I believe, you know, I'm someone new coming into this business, and I believe, you know, when you're doing that, you should try to know a little bit about more how we got here.
Right.
And that company was a big part of how we got here in Chicagoland Independent Wrestling.
Most definitely. And I'm not going to lie, I'll admit, I admitted it before. I never knew of Windy City for the longest time. Well, I didn't know independent wrestling existed, period. That's how far under the rock I was. And I don't mean the Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
The final boss.
The actual Rock, you know. Like, I was so far under, let's just say I couldn't even cross the street until I was like 13.
Dangerous for a turtle to cross the street.
Right. I mean, I was able to cross streets in my area, but like, so I'll give you a perfect example. Cicero Avenue. Mm-hmm. I could not cross Cicero Avenue until I was 13. But, so my first indie show was at Midwest Championship Wrestling, not to be confused with the current one that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. But there was one by Brian Zenner. I'm surprised I remember his name so long ago. Tom would actually know about that because that was actually that first show I went to was actually at the high school he was attending. So that's how I knew about it, because he told me about it, and then me and him went together, and we met a couple of people up there, and let's just say a good portion of those people ended up being backyard wrestlers with us. So I would say independent wrestling kind of brought a lot of us together. I know we're not friends that much anymore with certain people, but that's fine. But even then, I didn't really know too much about Windy City, but there were some Windy City guys on that show, like Big Capri,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Bishop. I'm sure Acid, who was on that show, did wrestle at Windy City at one point. I don't remember. But I was actually originally trained before I got trained by Tomaselli's. I was trained by Brandon Bishop, who was Windy City. So essentially, I was trained the Windy City way since day one.
I mean, it certainly had its impact. Felton, you know, you still see guys around the area, like, still talking about that Windy City way.
Yeah, and honestly, like, people want to compare the old school to new school. I like to combine both, because why can't you do both?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there might be certain ways that people train that were kind of like, meh, like, maybe not so acceptable today, but I was brought up a certain way. I was brought up kind of like this Windy City way, plus another style, strong style, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I was mixed with a couple of different ways to do things, but I do like the Windy City way. It was tough, but it's how you got through the business. You know, you had to be tough to do this.
Yeah. I mean, listening to, you know, even C-Red talking about, you know, doing that run down, was it 4 miles that wound up becoming technically 8 miles because they're half blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking about it. Yeah, that is really tricky. Or like, I mean, I've known other wrestling schools to do this. I've heard this from other wrestlers that I've talked to about, when you're doing an exercise in a group, and if one person gets it wrong, you have to start over.
I know that for sure.
So you really have to, like, have that mentality going in that it's not going to be easy. Now, I'm obviously not a trained professional wrestler because of health limitations. I can't. I had my opportunity to have a match. I'm very grateful for it. But, you know, as someone who's starting to get more familiar with the inner workings of the professional wrestling business, there's definitely this running thread of that certain mindset that you have to do it, because it's very hard to do it, and it relies on a lot of coordination and relies a lot on protecting the other guy in the ring, making sure he can get home safe. And the training is just there to make sure too that the right people with that right mindset can be taught and can then go on to hopefully have successful careers.
And there were a lot of guys that had successful careers, even if they were just in the indies. But and I'm sure the style of Windy City is in other states too, other, you know, well known. But you hear like a lot about it. Like you can go to Florida and you'll say like, oh, "I was trained Windy City way," and they'll be like, "Okay, let's see what you got."
Mm-hmm.
It's well known. Sam DeCero is well known. So, and Mr. Bill, you know, was in WWF. Paul Heyman was part of Windy City at one point. So, it just sucks knowing that there's somebody out there that's pretty petty right now and wants to shit all over the legacy of Windy City. When you got this show for a great person going on and you want to be petty and run on the same night, that's just nuts to me. Look at all the good that Windy City, Sam DeCero's Windy City did for everybody. It paved the way. I say, and I agree with everybody, without that Windy City, there'd be no good independent wrestling today.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be like the MCW, maybe LWF might have got the idea from something that happened at WrestleMania 9 or something, but I don't think there would be an SCW, CSW, POW, Rocket Pro. I don't think any of that would be going on without Windy City happening.
I mean, it really blazed the trail for what we have today, so... You know, we're going to have, not only is it going to be a tribute to Mr. Bill, but all those guys that trail was blazed with their embers.
Yep. I mean, without them, there'd be nothing right now. It's kind of like, you know, wrestling as a whole wouldn't be what it is today without the WWF. It would not be the way it is now without the way WWF did their thing.
Yeah,
who knows if WCW would have lasted as long as they did? Who knows if WWF would have been as big without, you know, I just don't want to go there.
Right. No, I got you. I got you. I mean, this is going to be a stacked show with a lot of those guys and, you know, guys from all over. I mean, I know we have a 70-man battle royal.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
the list of names is long as hell. I mean, didn't even want to write them down because they're so long.
I mean, it's going to be a who's who in that match of this area and in Legends.
Yeah, you got the future, you got the present, you got the past all in one building this Saturday.
It's crazy. You hear 70-man battle royal and it's like, has there been bigger? And even this is something even Travis had asked, and when talking to Terry and Hunter, they both said no, there was a 120 man in back in the day. So
yeah, that was with three rings, but 70 man in one SCW ring, because I believe that is the ring that will be used. Mm-hmm. Damn. And I've heard that it's gonna start out with just 40, and then after a while more will come out. And I know I'm part of it. I am honored to be part of it. I'm kind of a king of the battle royal, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always win them, but when I do, it becomes a big deal. So,
right. And I mean, it was a signature match, from what I understand, in Windy City.
It was. It solved a lot of, like, you know, championships, and just it gave people opportunities. But I mean, I think you see more battle royals today in a lot of companies. It gives a lot of younger guys, you know, a chance. Like CSW, they have a futures battle royal every month. That company I worked for back in 2019, they had a battle royal that ended the show every month and had their own title. I was the former champion. DWA, when they run, they have a battle royal all the time as well. UC POW, they have their Keys to the Kingdom battle royal. So they turned a concept of a battle royal and made it important to them as well. They just do it in different moments. So battle royals are huge. I mean, the Royal Rumble, it's essentially a battle royal, just gauntlet style, or you got intervals and you come in at different times. I mean, the Rocket Rumble is a perfect example of a match that, you know, gives people opportunities. I mean, I have a huge pop in that match when I was.
You did? I remember. Our first thing we did as LIM was letting Chuck Gunderson in as a surprise entrant.
It's true. It's also the same match that Joey Roth hurt himself because he got eliminated by Steve.
That's right. I remember that.
But that's what makes this like Battle Royal that important. It's a huge match coming, and it's for you. Don't know who else is gonna be in it. We heard a list of people that doesn't even scratch the surface of who's gonna be in it. There could be others coming from different areas to be part of this show. That is how big this show is. That is how important Mr. Bill actually was to people. And the Majestic Theater, it seems like it's the place to be, which is 150 North Schuyler Avenue in Kankakee. It sounds like it's going to be set up great. I mean, balconies, stage, seats all around.
And I heard that VIP stage just sold out today.
It did, and I think I know who took a couple tickets, but I will not say who.
It was me and Gabagool, and I will say, knowing the weight of the event, it's just going to be Pat and Justin going. There will be no LIM gimmicks or anything because we want to respect the weight of the moment. So we're going as Pat and Justin, not PX and Tony. Out of respect to Mr. Bill and all the legends that paved the way for this independent scene.
And not only are those seats taken, sold out, but so is the front row ringside, top balcony, table seating. All you have left are second row ringside, which is $20. You got general admission, it's $15. You got the bottom balcony still available for $20. And they just added a few more seats of second row, so you better get those tickets. There's a link on the Mr. Bill website. I believe it's Mr. Bill Classic.com.
Let me double check that for you a second, because that sounds right, but I'm going to just confirm that.
You could also look up the Mr. Bill Classic on Facebook as well, and there's a link to that. Southland Championship Wrestling has the link on their page as well. You can get tickets through that.
Yes, it is Mr. Bill. It's MrBillClassic.com.
Cool. Not only that, you could purchase shirts on there, I believe.
I think I saw that, yeah. Now, there's a lot of matches that are going to be on the show outside of the Battle Royal. There's going to be a mix of CSW, POW, SCW. There might be some, we might revisit some classic feuds. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot on that show.
Yep. Like, for example, in a 2 out of 3 falls match, we have Terry Allen taking on Steve Boz with Jason Rain as the special guest referee.
Now, again, I was a little young to follow Windy City back in the day. Didn't know it was a thing. But the one thing that I do know is I've been looking more, this was one of the biggest feuds in Windy City.
It's not like, they weren't a big feud, but they were also part of the same group.
Right.
All three of these men, Steve, Terry, and Jason, they were part of the same group. And Terry and Steve have had a feud. They were also tag partners. And with Jason Reigns, the special referee, it provides neutral ground. I mean, yeah, I'd hate to be that guy that has to stand between two friends, but at least it'll be unbiased, if you will.
Right.
And with Jason Reigns knowing these guys compared to the other officials, he should be able to just let them go, let them do what they want. And it's 2 out of 3 falls. So will it get to 3? Could Terry or Steve, just go back to back?
We're going to see this Saturday.
We will. You know what else we're going to see this Saturday?
What else?
In a number one contenders match for the POW Midwest title, it will be Acid Jazz, who just lost the title to Axel Rico. Sucks, doesn't it, Chris Hedberg?
Card subject to change.
Yep. So Acid Jazz will be taking on Cole Laxamana. The winner will get the next Midwest title shot.
This is definitely an interesting match. Acid Jazz, another big name in this area for years and years, part of the Soul Touches.
And he was in Windy City.
Right.
I believe Cole Laxamana had his moment in Windy City as well. So this match is going to be great. Two athletic guys, high flyers, and they both want to be champions.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of championships, we're going to jump right into this one. For the SCW title, it is James Creed, who is the SCW champion, taking on Sean Mulligan and Marche Rocket. 2 out of those 3 are Windy City alum.
Mm-hmm. Marche and Sean Mulligan, correct?
Yes.
And I think, wasn't it, remind me what happened last month, because I remember it was originally just going to be Sean Mulligan and James Creed at this show. Remind me how Marche got involved, or maybe if I'm mixing it up.
Mixing it up, and even though I wasn't there, I kind of think I remember what was said. So Sean Mulligan saved James Creed from a beatdown. Mm-hmm. And James Creed said he owes him one. Well, it was going to be originally just Marche and James Creed at this show, but because James Creed said that he owes Sean Mulligan, Sean Mulligan wants to cash that in at the Mr. Bill show, so it's now a triple threat match. Which, you know what? All three deserve this match. They all deserve this time. And it's going to be a great match. Then in the tag match. Now, this is Windy City to the teeth. It is the, speaking of teeth, Twin Turbos will be taking on two members of the Brotherhood. Who? We don't know. There are so many members of the Brotherhood, it's insane. There's more members of the Brotherhood than there are of the family. And that's including the new members that just became official. So this will be interesting to see. And I'm sure Twin Turbos are wondering who it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Ripper Manson. It could be any of the Mansons. Or it could be new members of the Brotherhood. Maybe they had new members all this time, and now they're going to reveal them. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to find out is to be there this Saturday.
You got to be there.
Yep. Now, for the CSW Metro Division title, it is Iniestra champion taking on Quintero. Both had 2 phenomenal matches this past weekend. Iniesta came up with a win on his match. Quintero not so much, but Quintero is fighting his way to the top. So he's going to be hungry this Saturday.
Well, if he's hungry, he can go down. He'll have to go downstairs to Flanagan's after the show.
That's true. Because you can go down there after the show for the after party.
Right.
Not only will upstairs be serving drinks for you to have during the show, you can have drinks downstairs after the show. Drinks all night.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to go far to go sleep. And Pac-Man will tell you how that happens after we get through the card.
That I will. So let me see how to do that while you're going through this next match.
So the next match is a doozy. I don't know why I like saying that word, but hey, that's fine. There's going to be 8 teams of 3 men on each team in a special elimination match. Whereas 4 teams will start. And when one team gets eliminated, another team comes in. Now, if I am correct, only one person has to, from each team, one member of the team has to be pinned or submit, and the whole team is gone. I believe that is correct. I mean, it would just be a long night if it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, here are the teams. You have the Brotherhood, who, again, we do not know who will be in this match. From what I hear, Ivan Manson and Snake Manson are anchors. But will they be in this match, or will they be going against the Twin Turtles? I guess we'll find out. Another team that has been added to this match are the Warlocks, which is Curse, Balthazar, and Eric the Warlock. Then CSW has their team of Lee Metatic, Lizardman, and FXB, all up-and-comers of the CSW roster, all from the Steve Boz School, or CSW Wrestling Academy, however you want to say it. Then you got Team POW, which is Joey Chichi. Not CeCe, Travis. Chichi.
Come on, Travis. Get your shit together, Travis. I can say that because you're not going to say, shut the fuck up, Pac-Man. I can say whatever I want this week. Even nipples. I can say nipples. You can't stop me, Travis. Anyway, go ahead, Mubby.
Speaking of nipples, thanks for that. Thanks for the segment, because Joey Chichi will be teaming up with Dazzling Donnie and XCOM. Then we have Team SCW, which is Benny Bogus from Boston.
From Boston.
Apex and JPH. Then we have Chris Miller, Mike Anthony, and Damian Dunn. Now, they were my pick for this to win. But then when I found out the Brotherhood's in it, I might have to change my pick. Even though I hate Chris Miller, I think that team that he's on, they might be there till the end with the Brotherhood. That's just me, though. Then you got Chi-Town T, Willie the Bomb Richardson, and Hammer. Then Richard T. Sin, Frank the Tank Nelson, and Killer Kalsik Singh. House is saying, yeah. And that is the 8-team elimination match. Whew. That was a lot. And we have a 6-woman tag match, but we don't know who's teaming up with who at this moment. All I can tell you is Renee Van Peebles, Angel, Lily Pescadita, Drusilla, a.k.a. Erica DeErico, the original Angel, and Crystal Carmichael will be in this match. We just don't know who's teaming up with who. It could be a mix and match of, you know, old school and new school, or it could be new school against the old school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could see the Angels teaming with, you know, teaming up together. We could see an unlikely team of Jerusalem and Angel. And I'm talking about the ones that are against each other right now. They could possibly team up. That is how crazy this match can end up. Then, in a four-way match, we got Eric Schultz, VJ Price, Miles Mercer, and Mike Masters. This should be an interesting matchup. Because you got three, basically, you know, current against one old school guy. And I believe those are the matches as of today. If I missed anything, don't worry, because you could always go back to the interview that Travis T had with Hunter Payne and Terry Allen as they mm-hmm. broke down everything as well and probably got it right. And there's actually a whole list, or I want to say at least 60% of the list of the Battle yeah. Royal.
Yep.
Which, again, I am in it. Which, come on, that's all that matters anyway.
Right. I'm in. And you, there's also High Voltage, which I don't believe there's been any matches announced yet for that.
No matches have been announced for High Voltage. Travis T is the general manager of High Voltage. So I wonder if he had that list and he got abducted so he cannot bring it to us.
I have one word for Travis T on that note. Nipples. But I also have... Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I was just going to segue into it for you. If you don't feel like driving all the way home, Pac-Man has a way to where you can stay close to the building.
That I do, because I found it on the internets. It is the Quality Inn Bradley Bourbonnais at 800 North Kinsey Avenue. There is a link available on the Mr. Bill Memorial Show Facebook page where you, yes, I'm talking to you specifically, the listener of this fine podcast, can book a room at a discounted rate. Let's take a look. So the lowest rate of a room, if you want to talk about this before taxes, $85 for a king-size bed, $85 for two double beds, $95 if you want a suite. One king-size suite, $95. Two-bedroom beds, master one-bedroom suite, $95. I mean, there's so many deals here, and I feel like a mattress salesman, but this is a way for you to sleep where you don't have to go home. I mean, if you want to party at Flanagan's, that's fine, but you shouldn't drink and drive. You got a place that's 8-9 minutes away from the venue where you can sleep, wake up, have a complimentary breakfast as you're nursing that hangover from that party at Flanagan's, and a great way for you to hang out with some wrestlers who you might see there. So again, that's the Quality Inn. You can book your room there if you're looking to stay in town.
Hell to the yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that is, why did I close the book?
See, how I dare you? Book. How dare you, Nubby?
So that is the information and card for the Mr. Bill Classic Memorial Show. It is Saturday, March 23rd at the Majestic Theater in Kankakee, 150 North Schuyler Avenue. Now, if you want all more information, go to Mr. Bill Classic on Facebook, MrBillClassic.com. You could also check out our last episode where Travis T. again did an interview with Hunter Payne and Terry Allen. Also, if you want to hear some good Windy City stories, check out JFW on YouTube as Travis T did a 4-part episode with C. Red, who is Windy City alum.
That he is.
And there's also some Windy City classic videos you can watch on YouTube as well. You have to search for those. Just don't look at the ones that are current, because those don't matter. It's all about the old days, Sam DeCiro's Windy City. I believe there is an Instagram. I am just trying to search for that, so I am not lying to myself. I tend to do that sometimes. Yeah, there is an Instagram. Why did I do that? There is something on Instagram. I clicked on something. But yeah, just search it with Mr. Bill Classic on social media. And come out to the show. Just get your tickets now.
Be there or be not there, and then I'm going to cry.
And we don't want Pac-Man to cry.
No. No, I'm ugly when I cry. I mean, I'm ugly when I don't cry. That's why I don't have a girlfriend. And the reason I say that is because Travis isn't here to say that himself.
Right. He would say that about you.
That he would.
Why did I click on that? All of a sudden, I see Brock Lesnar's daughter on there. Why the hell?
I blame NoCos, personally. That's who I blame.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't wait for this show. It's going to be great. Probably going to be a long night, but that's fine. It'll be worth it. It's for a good cause, for a great guy I never got to meet, but he touched a lot of hearts. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good to see some guys I haven't seen in a while and some guys I had never met. There's one guy I definitely want to meet, and that's because I heard a lot about him, and that's Iron Mike Samson.
I mean, there's so many people that, like, I'm going to get a chance to see wrestle for the first time that I've only ever heard about, and Gabagool is going to be seeing people that he hasn't seen in years. So if you used to follow Windy City in the past, I mean, this is a good way to see how they're doing now and see them in the ring, just like you remember.
But again, this is not an affiliation with the current Windy City. This one, I have to, and I'm not doing that to just be an idiot.
Disclaimer.
That's all about it. It's a disclaimer. We have no affiliation with them. This is the original Windy City alum coming together, along with current, you know, superstars and future stars of CSW, POW, SCW, and maybe other companies. You don't know. But yeah, there's no affiliation with them whatsoever.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Shout out Aaron Stone. If you know, you know.
I don't know. And
I'll explain off air.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do we, so next week, well, we have four Mother Box live stream. More details to come on that. That'll be this Friday. We have, you know, all those great interviews out that Travis did with Terry Allen and Hunter Payne, as well as the four-part series with C-Red, all available on our YouTube channel at Just Freakin' Wrestling, the JFW podcast. And next week, we have the results from this show. We have the results from IPW. And we'll have match cards for, well, will there be match cards? Because that is Easter week.
It is Easter week, and I don't have any match cards in mind, but if I find one, maybe I'll throw one up there just because I can.
Yeah, and hopefully Travis will be back. I mean, what kind of a guy misses the show? Which, by the way, Nubby, I won't be on next week. I'll be at Monday Night Raw.
Of course.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, but I'll be back the following week.
So now I got to take the notes for IPW. Great.
I got the notes for IPW, but okay. I'll send them to you. I got you.
Yeah, you just, oh yeah, you will be there.
I will be there.
You just won't be there on Monday.
Right.
See, I'm already discombobulated. But we actually should be having a show coming up with Dizzle J, as I think we'll be talking WrestleMania very soon.
Yep, we will.
You just got to get me up early enough.
Well, I'll have some bacon eggs, maybe some Dutch babies. You know, we'll rock and roll, and we'll talk with Dizzle J, not Double J, not to be confused with them. Though that would be a good tag team right there.
Well, actually, we would have to get Betty Cena up and out of here, because this is where we sleep.
Ah.
And if I do the podcast while she's sleeping, well, she's just going to kill me.
Yeah, she'll give you the attitude adjustment, which is her signature move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't see me punch.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want, because you can't see it. You won't be able to see it coming.
I won't be able to see it coming.
No, not at all. But
so
yeah. Go ahead.
I think we were about to ask the same question.
Yeah.
is that all things wrestling related we have today, Pac-Man?
I believe so. Though, here's the one thing I want to say really quickly, because, you know, I don't like to get my shit in. I really don't on this show. But there is something that I do need to address, and that is the next challenger to the LIM Beer Drinking Champion. And I know it's Danny. Now, Danny, I've known you for many, many years. I've practically known you your whole life. In fact, I have known you your whole life. And all I really want to say is let the best man win. And let's be honest, you're looking at him. I love you like a brother, kid, but at the end of the day, that gold stays around my waist whenever we decide to do it. Boom.
Well, speaking of things, so I guess I'll say it now. I forgot to mention it last week. So it's not really wrestling related, but it's happened in the chat room, in our group chat. Apparently I made a mistake when I was posting the show 2 weeks ago.
Oh boy.
And Dizzle J called me out on it. And well, let's just say I edited it really quick that I made Dizzle J seem like he was losing his mind. Yes, I pulled a rib on you, Dizzle J. Sorry, it needed to happen.
You walked right into it. You got ribbed.
All right. As we close out, don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, I believe X, follow our YouTube page, hit that bell, that way you can get notifications, and listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcast, till April 1st or so, and iTunes, what else is there?
There's the one thing, the Google, that's not going to be around. It's going to go to YouTube.
I said that already.
MySpace.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
MySpace.
I fumbled. Travis, don't let me in charge anymore. Stop getting abducted by aliens.
Stop that, Travis.
Oh, that's all I got.
I believe we can ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle.
I am Pac-Man PX, the Podcast Papa. Danny, you're going down.
And thank you for listening to Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.